Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们一同翻开希伯来书。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
We'll read from verse 17 through verse 20.
我们从17节读到20节。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Verse 17.
17节。
Wherein God, willing to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, intervened by an oath, that by two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible that God should lie, we might have a strong encouragement, who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which we have as anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and entering into that within the veil, where Jesus is entered as forerunner for us, become forever a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
希伯来书第六章十七节，照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就起誓为证，借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内，做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
We'll read from verse 5 through verse 11.
我们从第五节读到十一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书第二章第五节。
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of repine to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form,taking his place in the likeness of man, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and granted him a name that which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of heavenly and earthly and infernal beings, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to God the Father's glory.
腓立比书二章五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们一同有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in Thy name,
亲爱的主，当我们在你的名里面聚集的时候，
we are assured of Thy presence here.
我们确定你的同在在这里。
How we praise and thank Thee for Thy presence.
我们实在为着你的同在 感谢赞美你。
Because in thy presence is fullness of joy and life forevermore.
因为在你的面光中，在你的同在里面，充满了喜乐和亮光，直到永远。
We give ourselves to thee for this time.
我们把我们自己为着这个时刻交给你。
Even though it is the last time of our gathering.
即便这是我们这次聚会的最后一次。
But we praise and thank thee that thy presence is still here.
但是我们感谢赞美你，你的同在仍然在这里。
Thy word is also here.
你的话语也在这里。
So speak to each and every one of us.
所以我们求你向我们每一个人说话。
We pray that whatever is unfinished will be completed this day.
我们求你还有未完成的事情，在今天你把它做成。
That thou mayest get all the glory.
好叫你得着一切的荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
we are now at the last section of this conference.
我们现在在这一次特会的最后一堂。
I do thank the Lord,
我实在感谢主
that we conclude our time together with the Lord's table.
我们聚在一起最后结束的时候是聚在主的桌子面前。
He gathers us together unto himself.
他把我们一同聚集在他里面。
He is the one who fills our hearts.
他是那位充满我们心中的那一位。
If we continue in such a way,
如果我们一直都继续在这个光景里，
I do believe.That he will lead us from victory to victory.
我实在相信他要带领我们胜了又胜。
I often feel.
我常常感觉。
There is no need to say anything after the Lord's table.
在主的桌子之后呢，实在不需要再说什么话了。
If we have already met the Lord.
如果我们已经遇见了主。
If he has filled our horizon.
如果他充满了我们的眼界
，What else do we need？
我们还需要什么呢
？And what else can we say？
我们还能说什么呢
？So dear brothers and sisters，
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，I do feel it is very difficult to speak after the Lord's table。
每次在擘饼聚会之后，我实在感觉说话是非常的为难。
Because you already filled，
因为我们已经被充满了。
And He is your everything。
他是 你的一切
But it is the arrangement of the brethren.
但是这是弟兄们的安排
So I have to obey them.
所以我必须要顺服他们
This time, I do feel we are faced with the most serious thought.
这一次我实在感觉我们面对一个非常严肃的意念。
Because our Lord is soon coming.
因为我们的主即将来临。
I really feel that we are at the very verge of a great change.
我实在感觉我们在一个大改变的边缘。
This is the most...thrilling time, but also a most difficult time.
这是一个非常令人兴奋，并且也是同时是非常艰难的时刻。
How can we, by the grace of God, continue to the very end?
我们怎么样能够借着神的恩典，我们坚持到底？
As long as He has given us today.
只要他还给我们有今天。
How can we be faithful unto the Lord?
我们怎么样能向主忠心呢
？Because we shall see Him very, very soon.
因为我们非常快的就 就要见他的面。
Do you know that our Lord Jesus can return any time now?
你知道吗？主耶稣在从现在开始，任何时刻都可能回来。
Every prophecy concerning his coming has been fulfilled.
每一个关乎他回来的预言都已经应验。
The time is ripe.
这个时刻已经成熟了。
Of course, there are still prophecies to be fulfilled.
当然还有一些的预言等着要应验。
But all these prophecies are concerned with the time of his coming and even after his return.
但是这些等着要应验的都是指着那个时刻，并且他回来之后要发生的事情。
Whatever precedes his return has already been fulfilled.
在他要回来之前的预言都已经应验了。
So the Lord can come at any time now.
所以主在任何时刻都可能回来。
How good it will be if he comes now.
如果他现在就回来，那是何等的好。
Suddenly,
立刻之间，
some people will disappear from all around the earth.
在地上有一些人立刻就不见了。
The Lord has taken them to the throne.
主把他们取到宝座上。
To be the welcoming party of the Lord.
他们要成为去迎接主回来的一般人。
And when this shall happen.
当这件事情发生的时候，
Then events will move very quickly.
那么地上的事情就要迅速的发生。
And our Lord Jesus will soon appear upon this earth.
我们的主就立刻要在地上显现。
You know, I often feel that when we are singing hymns concerning the coming of the Lord.
我们知道，当我们讲到主耶稣回来的这个主题的时候，
We often sing that the trumpet shall sound.
我们常常看见了号筒要吹响。
And there will be the voice of the angels.
我们要听见天使的声音。
And our Lord will come upon this earth.
我们的主要来到地上。
Now I do not know how do you feel.
我不晓得你怎么感觉？
But I have to confess.
但是我必须要承认。
If that is the case,
如果那是那样的发生，
It is too late.
那已经太晚了。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样呢？
Because.
因为。
His first coming is like a thief.
因为他第一次来的时候，他像贼一样来的。
That is when he first comes, he is like a thief.
就是当他出初次降临的时候，他像一个贼一样来到。
Will there be any thief that will sound the trumpet?
有没有一个贼来的时候，他会吹号呢？
And telling you that he's coming.
告诉你说他来了。
Now, if that's the case, we welcome him.
如果他来的话，我们就欢迎他来。
Because we are ready.
因为我们已经预备好。
Unfortunately, the thief always comes as if he knows.We are unready.
很不幸的呢，谁都是在他知道我们没有预备的时候就来了。
And when you know it, he's already gone.
当你发现的时候，他已经走了。
And your treasure has already been taken.
你的宝贝就已经被他取去了。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
When our Lord Jesus in the first step of his coming.
当我们的主在他来的第一步的时候。
You will find that he will come like a thief.
你会看见了，他像贼一样临到。
Suddenly, he will come.
忽然之间，他就来了。
And only those who are prepared for him.
只有那些为着他回来做预备的人。
He will take them to himself.
他就要把他们为着他自己取去。
So hopefully, we will be those.
盼望我们都是那一般人。
Who are waiting.For him,
我们等候他的回来。
That we may not be caught unaware.
好叫我们不是在没有觉察的时候啊，他就来了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How can we be ready in our days?
我们在我们生活的日子里面，怎么可能预备好呢？
Since our days are getting more and more difficult.
因为我们生活的时代越来越艰难。
But thank God, there is a secret.
但是感谢神是有一个秘诀。
If we can only see God on the throne.
如果我们只要我们能看见神坐在宝座上。
If we only see ourselves.
若是我们只看见自己。
What is happening with us?
那么我们只留意发生在我身上的事情。
If we only look around about us.
如果我们只看我们周围的环境。
And what's getting on around us.
在我们周围所发生的事情。
I think we'll all be disappointed.
我想我们每一个人都会失望。
That is the reason why.
那就是为什么。
The Lord said.
主说
When you see all these things are happening,
当你看见这些事情发生的时候
Look up,
你要向上
Look up,
要仰望
For your redemption is drawing nigh.
因为你的救赎已经近了
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Our brethren has already told us,
我们弟兄们已经告诉我们
That God has an eternal plan.
神有一个永远的计划
Even before the foundation of the world
甚至在创立世界以前
God had a plan
神有一个计划
He had a purpose
他有一个目的
Which is purpose before the foundation of the world
就是在创立世界以前他就定好了旨意
This is what he's going to do
这就是他要做的事情
This is what he wants to accomplish.
这是他要完成的事。
And what is that eternal purpose of God?
那个永远的旨意，神永远的旨意是什么呢？
We are told in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
在以弗所书第一章第十节里面告诉我们。
That is God's eternal purpose.
那是神永远的旨意。
According to the purpose of his own heart.
照着他心中所定的那个旨意。
He wants his son Christ to head up all things.
他要他的儿子基督使万有都同归于一。
He wants to conclude everything in Christ.
他要将一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
He wants everything express Christ Jesus.
他要每一件事情都来表现基督耶稣。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
Thank God.
感谢神。
In that eternal purpose.
因着那个永远的旨意。
There is also a special place for man.
人有特殊的地位。
Because he wants his son.To have a bride.
因为他要为他的儿子得着心腹。
And he wants his bride to work together with him.
他要他的心腹与他同工。
It is through the church that he wants to bring all things to himself.
乃是借着教会，他能够将万有都归回他自己。
So this is God's eternal purpose.
所以这就是神永远的旨意。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
when we look at man,
当我们看人的时候
I see, we all see that man have failed God.
我们看见人叫神不能满足神。
Man may fail.
人可以失败。
But God Never fail.
但是神永不失败。
So we see the glorious plan of God.
所以我们看见神这荣耀的计划。
How he sent his own son into this world.
他怎样差遣他自己的儿子到世上来。
To be a man.
成为一个人。
And through his son as man.
借着他的儿子作为人。
He accomplished.Everything he desired of man.
他在他的里面完成了他对于人所有一切的愿望。
And whatever he has done in his son.
他在他儿子里面所做成的那一切。
He wants to do it in us.
他要在我们的里面也完成。
That we may be his bride.
好叫我们成为他的心腹。
So this is the glory. Of God.
这乃是神的荣耀。
Now this time at the last section.
那么在这最后一堂的时间中。
We would like to go into Hebrews chapter 6.
我们要来看希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6 tells us.
希伯来书第六章告诉我们。
There is an anchor.
那里有一个锚。
Now, where will you cast the anchor?
我们在什么地方下锚呢？
Will you cast the anchor on the ship?
我们是把锚下在船上吗？
Now, if that's the case, the ship will not be steadied.
如果是这样的话，那个船就不稳定。
It will be blown around by the wind.
它就会被风吹来吹去。
But when you cast the anchor,
但是若是你下锚的时候，
you cast it outside of the ship.
你把这个锚是抛在船之外，
and into the sea.
把它抛在水里面，
that it may be anchored on the rock.
好叫它能够这个锚能够定在磐石上。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
where should we cast our anchor?
我们该把我们的锚抛在哪里呢？
We need to cast our anchor in God's throne.
我们应该将我们的锚抛在神的宝座中。
And if we can cast our anchor on the throne of God,
如果我们能把我们的锚抛在神的宝座中，
then we are safe.
我们就安全了。
Praise God.
感谢神。
There is one who has done that.
有一位他完成了这工作。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
That our Lord Jesus is entered as forerunner for us.
我们的主耶稣他进入了幔内做我们的先锋。
And he is also our high priest.According to the order of Melchizedek.
并且他照着麦基洗德的等次做了我们的大祭司。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we want to center our attention upon our Lord himself.
我们应该把我们的注意力集中在我们主耶稣他自己身上。
Yesterday we spoke of Job.
昨天我们讲到约伯。
It shows an extreme case.
在那里讲到一个非常极端的例子。
How Job feared God.
约伯如何的敬畏神。
And yet unknown to him.
但是对他来讲有许多是不知道的。
He became the center of a conflict.
他成为一个冲突的中心。
A conflict between God.And his enemy.
就是神和他的仇敌中间的冲突。
But God had a purpose on Job.
但是神在约伯身上有一个目的。
He knows that Job needs something.
他知道约伯需要一些事情。
He was righteous.
他是公义的。
But he was self-righteous.
但是他却是自义的。
And God wanted him to learn a lesson.
主盼望他能够学一个功课
，to turn away completely from himself，
把他从他自己身上完全的挪开了
，and only look at God himself，
让他紧紧的注视神自己
，so God allowed him to be tempted by Satan，
所以神许可他受撒旦的试探
，until he learned his lesson，
直到他学了他的功课
，because he said I have heard thee before。
因为他说我从前风闻有你
But now I see you.
但是如今我亲眼看见
He saw God on the throne.
看见神在宝座上
God has every authority.
神有一切的权柄
Whatever God does is right.
神所做的一切都是对的
He yielded his whole life to God.
他把他的 全人生命向神降服
And this is how God led Job into sonship.
这是神如何引导约伯得着儿子的名分
？Now this morning we want to share with you another example.
今天早晨我想和大家分享另一个例子。
It is the other extreme.
这是另外一个极端。
We find how a man was obedient to God to the uttermost.
我们看见一个人他如何 向神降服顺服到一个极点。
Because in Philippians chapter 2,
因为在腓立比书第二章里面
we have a description of his life.
我们在那里看见他生命的描写。
Now in verse 6 it says, chapter 2 verse 6,
在第二章第六节里面说到
who subsisted in the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the word form there does not refer to outward form.
在这里的形象不是指着外面的一个样子。
It is image.
它是一个内在的形象。
It tells us of the inward character.
这讲到它里面的特性。
Our Lord Jesus, He has the form of God.
我们的主耶稣他有神的形象。
That is to say, he has the same character as God he has.
那就是告诉我们说，他有像神那样的性格。
God is love.
神是爱。
And he is love.
他也是爱。
God is righteous.
他神是公义。
And he is righteous.
他是公义。
God is holy.
神是圣洁
and he is holy.
他是圣洁
God is eternal.
神是永远
and he is eternal.
他是永远
In other words,
换一句话说
he is God himself.
他就是神自己
he is one with God.
他与神是一
he has everything that God has.
神所有的一切他都有
this is what our Lord Jesus was before he came to this world.
这就是主在来到世上以前他所示的
And when he was in the form of God
当他有神的形象的时候
It was not something that he tried to grasp at
这不是他要去抢夺的一件事情
Because he was original that way
因为他从起初就是那样
That reminds us of another person
这叫我们想到另一个人
Who tried to grasp the form of God
另一位呢，他就是想要去抢夺神的那个形象。
He was just an angel.
他不过是一个天使。
But he was not satisfied.
但是他却不满意于。
His pride began to rise within him.
在他的里面呢，有一个骄傲升起来。
He wants to have the form of God.
他盼望有神的形象。
He tried to grasp it.
他就想要去抢夺。
And because of that,
因着那个缘故。
He was dismissed from heaven.
他就从天上被驱逐出去。
And he turned himself into Satan.
他就使他自己变成了撒旦。
The adversary of God.
就是神的对头。
So here you find a contrast.
所以在这里我们看见一个对比。
Our Lord Jesus was originally God.
我们的主耶稣他原来就是神。
He was one with God.
他与神是一。
And yet,He is willing to empty himself.
然而他却甘愿地倒空他自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this emptying does not refer to empty his deity.
这个倒空自己并不是指着他倒空他的神性。
Because that is what he is.
因为那是他本身所是的。
But he emptied himself of all the glory, honor, power, authority, accompany Godhead.
但是他把神所他自己神里面所有一切的荣耀、权柄、尊贵，还有神里面一切所有的，他都倒空了。
He emptied himself.
他把他自己倒空。
Before he came into this world.
在他来到世上之前
He had to empty himself.
他必须把他自己倒空
He had to left his throne.
他必须要离开他的宝座
He had to lay down his authority.
他要放下他的权柄
He had to lay down his worship by the angels.
他要放下他受天使所从天使所得的敬拜
He had to lay down his sovereignty.
他要放下他的王权
In order that he may take a bondman's form.
为着要取一个奴仆的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
in the beginning,
在起初的时候
，When God created man，
当神造人的时候
，In His own image after His likeness，
他乃是照着他自己的形象和样式造人。
That was glorious，
那是非常荣耀的。
But at the same time，
但是同时
，The man of God's heart is a man who takes a bondman's form。
但是那位合神心意的人。他乃是愿意取奴仆形象的那一位。
Even though man was created in the image of God，
即便人是照着神的形象造的
，But man is supposed to have the bondman's form within him。
但是人应该在他里面要取奴仆的形象才对。
Here it is not just a servant，
他在这里不是仅仅是个仆人。
It is a slave, a bondman。
他乃是一个奴仆。
In other words, he has no right of his own.
换一句话说，他没有他自己的权利。
He belongs to his master.
他属于他的主人。
He has surrendered himself completely to his master.
他把他自己完全的向主人降服。
He has laid down himself.
他把他自己放下。
In order to obey his master.
为着要来顺服他的主人。
He has no He does not live by his own wish or wish alike.
他不是照着他自己的喜好，他所喜欢的来生活。
He live only for his master.
他只为着他的主人来活。
So that is the kind of inward temperament.
这是一种内在的性情。
So when our Lord Jesus, who is God, and he to become a man.
所以我们的主耶稣。他是神，现在他来作为人。
Not only outwardly, he laid down all the glory and honor around him.
不仅外面，他放下了在他周围一切的尊贵和荣耀。
Even inwardly, he took the bondman's form.
甚至在里面，他取了奴仆的形象。
That is to say,
那就是说
he came to be a man.
他来做人
，but with the only desire to serve God's purpose。
但是他只有一个愿望，就是来服侍神的旨意。
And with his bondman's form，
借着这奴仆的形象
，and he take the likeness of a man，
他才取了人的样子。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，we thank God for being man。
我们为着这一位这个人，我们感谢神。
Have we ever thanked God for being man？
我们有没有为着我们能成为人感谢神呢
？That when God created us, He created us according to His own image。
当神创造我们的时候，他是照着他的形象造我们的。
But we forget one thing。
但是我们忘记了一件事。
Even though we are created in His image，
即便我们是照着他的形象造的。
But according to God's eternal purpose，
但是照着神永远的旨意。
Inwardly we should have a bondman's form。
里面呢，我们需要有一个奴仆的形象。
We are here not for ourselves。
我们不是为着我们自己活在这里。
We are here for God's will。
我们乃是为着神的旨意而在这里。
That is the man of God's own heart。
那乃是合神心意的人。
So our Lord Jesus came into this world.
所以我们的主来到这个世上。
And he took up the form, the fashion of a man.
他取了人的一个人的样子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
When we review the life of our Lord Jesus on earth,
当我们来看主耶稣在地上的生活。
We find that from the very beginning to the very end.
我们从最开头一直到结束的时候，看见。
Even though he came to this earth as a king，
他虽然他好像是作为一个君王来到世上。
He came into this world to bring in his own kingdom。
他来到地上要在他的国度中掌权。
But from the very beginning, you find he was born in a manger。
但是一开头的时候，我们看见。他乃是生在马槽里。
According to the idea of the world，
照着世上人的观念意念来
讲。For instance, the Magi.
比如说那些智慧人，东方的博士。
They came to Jerusalem.
他们来到耶路撒冷。
Why?
为什么
？Because a king should be born in Jerusalem.
因为王应该是生在耶路撒冷。
That will be the natural place.
那是最自然不过的地方。
But when they came to visit the king to be born,
因为他们是来寻访那生下来的君王。
He was not in Jerusalem.
他却不在耶路撒冷。
He was in Bethlehem.
他在伯利恒。
And he was not in the palace.
他也不在王宫里。
He was in the manger.
他乃是在马槽里。
Can a birth be lower than that?
有一个人出生比那个更卑微吗
？And here the King of Kings was born in a manger.
这里万王之王，他乃是生在马槽里。
As if he's just an animal.
好像他就是一个动物一样。
And not even in the status of a man.
甚至呢，不像一个人这样的出生。
And then even when he was a child.
当他是孩童的时候
，You find he had to flee.For his life.
我们看见他必须要逃命。
Because Herod at the time was the king over the Jews.
因为那个时刻呢，是希律做犹太人的王。
And when he heard about the news,
当他听见这个消息的时候
，he wanted to kill the baby.
他就要杀这个婴孩。
So you find that how he killed all those boys in Bethlehem under 2 years of age.
所以我们看见了。他把伯利恒周围所有2岁以里的婴孩男婴都杀了。
So when he was a baby, he had to flee for his life.
所以在他还是婴孩时期，他就要逃命。
He had to flee to Egypt.
他要逃到埃及去。
And there the Lord kept him.
在那里主保守他。
You know how the Lord provided everything.
我们知道主如何的为他预备了一切。
Because his earthly father, so called,was a carpenter.
因为他被称作他地上的父亲的，是个木匠。
He was not a rich man.
他不是一个富有的人。
How could he flee to Egypt?
他怎么能够逃到埃及去
？Where will the money come from?
那路费从哪里来呢
？But we thank God, God provided.
但是我们感谢神，神为他预备。
You remember the Magi, one of the Magi, he gave the gold.
我们记得有一个在博士中有一个呢献上了黄金
to make provision for his existence
为着他的逃亡呢做了预备
and when Herod was dead
当希律王死了以后
they tried to return to Judea
他们要回到犹大地
but hearing that Herod's sonbecome the king.
但是他们听见希律的王，希律王的儿子接续他做王。
So they went to Nazareth.
所以他们就到了拿撒勒。
Now Nazareth was an out of place.
拿撒勒是一个不起眼的地方。
And there is a proverb there.
犹太人中有一句话说
，Can anything good come from Nazareth?
拿撒勒岂能出好东西嘛
？Nazareth was despised even by the Jewish people.
甚至犹太人都轻看拿撒勒。
And yet our Lord Jesus, he was raised in Nazareth.
但是我们的主耶稣却是在拿撒勒被在那里长大的。
And we find how our Lord Jesus was obedient to his parents.
我们也看见我们的主怎样顺服他的父母。
And he became a carpenter.
他成了一个木匠。
Most likely Joseph, his father, passed away early.
很可能，他的父亲约瑟呢早死了。
So being the firstborn,
因着他是长子，
he took up the duty of the family.
所以他就承担整个家庭的责任。
He became a carpenter.
他也做了木匠。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do you notice?
你留意了吗
？That the Bible said the carpenter.
圣经称他做那木匠。
He is not just a carpenter.
他不仅仅普通的一个木匠。
But he's the carpenter.
他被称作那木匠。
Whatever he did, he always did his best.
凡他所做的，他都做得最好。
And there he supplied his family.
借此他就供应他自己的家庭。
Hidden in Nazareth.
即便是在他就被隐藏在拿撒勒。
Until he was 30 years old.
直到他30岁的时候。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
look at the way he came to show himself to the nation.
我们看见他怎样把他自己向列国表明出来。
Instead of having a huge banquet,
他不是有一个大的宴会。
To show that he is of age.
来表明他已经到了那个年龄。
He is to be the future king.
他要成为将来的君王。
You find that he came to receive the baptism of John.
我们看见他来到施洗约翰那里受浸。
The baptism of John is the baptism of repentance.
约翰的浸乃是悔改的浸。
But there was nothing for him to repent.
但是在他里面没有什么需要悔改。
And John somehow sensed it.
而约翰呢，感觉到了这个。
John felt that he couldn't baptize Jesus.
约翰呢，感觉他不能够为耶稣施浸。
Because there was no unrighteousness there.
因为在他里面没有不义。
And yet our Lord Jesus willing.To do this thing.
但是我们的主耶稣却甘心这样做。
According to the will of God.
乃是照着神的旨意。
Because God's will at that time is calling for repentance.
因为神在那个时刻的旨意乃是呼召人悔改。
So he took our place.
所以他就取了我们的地位。
And he received the baptism of repentance.
他就接受了悔改的浸。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you find that in the very beginning of his public ministry,
我们看见在他公开执事的一开头的时候,
how he yielded himself to the will of God.
他怎样向着神的旨意降服他自己。
Not because of what he needed,
并不是因为他需要而已,
but because of what we need.
乃是因为我们的需要。
And then you find during the 3.5 years of his ministry,
我们也看见他接下来三年半的公开执事。
What ruled over his life?
是什么管制他的生活呢？
We find that he told us repeatedly.
我们看见他一再的告诉我们。
He said, I cannot say anything.
他说我不能凭自己说任何事。
I say it because I have heard my father say it.
除了我听见我父所说了，我才能说。
I cannot do anything I want.
我也不能做我自己要做的任何事。
I do it because I have seen my father has done it.
我所以这样做，乃是因为我看见我的父这样做了。
Out of himself, he did nothing.
从他自己出来，他什么事都没有做。
Out of himself, he said nothing.
他没有从他自己说过任何一句话。
Throughout his life,
他的一生
in all his ministries,
在他所有的服事中
he only did what the Father had done.
他只做父所做的事。
And even his time was not his own.
即便是时间也不在他的手中。
You remember,That his brother said, if you want to show yourself.
我们记得他的弟兄们曾经跟他说，若是你要显明你自己。
During the festival, you should go to Jerusalem.
在这节期的时候，你应该到耶路撒冷去。
But our Lord said.
但是我们主说。
Your time is always convenient.
你们的时刻总是方便的。
But not me.
但是我却不是这样。
Because my time is not in my hand.
因为我的时刻不在我的手中。
The Father's time hasn't come yet.
父的时刻还没有到。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you find throughout his life how he was obedient to God.
我们看见他的一生他是如何的顺服神。
How he laid down himself.
他怎样放下他的自己。
During the Mount of Transfiguration,
在变化山上，
you remember how he took 3 of his disciples.
我们看见他怎样带了他三个门徒。
And went to the Mount of Figuration.
上到变化山上。
And suddenly he was changed.
忽然之间他改变了形象。
He was full of glory.
他满了荣耀。
His clothes became whiter than anything.
他的衣裳洁白放光。
And Moses and Elijah appeared.
摩西和以利亚也显在那里。
And they talked with him concerning his exit.
他们与他一同谈论他离世的事情。
In other words, how will our Lord Jesus exit from the world?
换句话说，就是我们的主耶稣要怎样的从世界离开世界。
Now he had come into this world.
我们看见他已经进到世上来。
The word became flesh.
就是道成了肉身。
Full of grace and truth.
满了恩典和真理。
Tabernacle among us.
他在我们中间支搭帐幕。
Now he has spent some time on earth.
现在他在地上也花了一段的时间。
Now how will he depart from this earth?
那么他怎样从地上出去呢？
So far as he himself is concerned.
就着他自己来说。
He had every right to exit at that time.
在那个时刻呢，他有一切的权利离开。
Because he has obeyed his father to the uttermost.
因为他顺服他的父到了极点。
He was ready to leave.
他已经预备好了离开。
But if you should leave from the Mount of Transfiguration,
但是如果他从变化山上就离世的话，
In heaven, there will be only one man.
那么在天上只有一个人。
Because he will be alone there.
他就是孤单的一个人在那里。
And when Moses and Elijah talked with him about his exit,
当摩西和以利亚谈与他一同谈论他离世的事情。
He will not exit from Mount Figuration to heaven.
他实在可以从变化山上就升天的。
But he determined to stay.
但是他却定义要留下来。
And he came down from the mountain.
他从山上下来。
His face set towards Jerusalem.
他的面向着耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you think it is easy for the Lord to die for us on the cross?
你是不是认为主耶稣为我们死在十字架上是很容易的事呢?
Do you think that because he is God?
你会不会认为呢?因为他是神,
so he can do anything.
所以他能够做任何的事。
But we must remember he is a perfect man.
但是我们要记得，他也完全是一个人。
So you find how the burden of the sins of the world were beginning to come upon him.
所以我们看见了，从那之后，世界上的各样事情的重担就加在他的身上。
How he struggled in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他怎样在克西马尼园里面挣扎
？He said, "I'm sorrowful even unto death."
他说我心里忧伤甚至要死。
And when he was praying,
当他祷告的时候
Father,
他说父啊
If it is thy will, let this remove from me.
若是这是你的旨意愿你把这个杯从我身上挪开。
He being a perfect man,
他是一个完全的人。
How can he take upon himself all the sins of the world?
他怎么能够就靠着他自己来背负全世界的事呢
？That was unbearable.
那是无法忍受。
When he prayed, his sweat with blood.
当他祷告的时候，他流汗如同血点一样。
He had to support it by that angel, otherwise he would pass away on in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他必须得着天使的帮助，要不然他在克西马尼园就丧命了。
And yet he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
然而他却说，父啊，不是照着我的意思，愿你的旨意成就。
So here you find our Lord Jesus went to the cross.
所以在这里我们看见主耶稣，我们的主耶稣就上了十字架。
And in his body, he bore our sins.
在他的身体里面，他背负我们的罪。
He died for us that we may live.
他为我们死，好叫我们能够活。
This is the way of our Lord Jesus.
这乃是我们主耶稣的道路。
And the Bible tells us he is our forerunner.
圣经告诉我们说他是我们的先锋。
In other words,
换一句话说
he has gone before.
他先走在前面。
He opened the way for us.
他为我们开了路。
It is a new and living way.
这乃是一条又新又活的路。
And he opened the way through his own body.
他借着他自己的身体开了这条路。
You know when our Lord Jesus was dying.
我们知道当我们主耶稣要死的时候。
He said it is finished.
他说成了。
The work is done.
就是那个工作已经完成了。
And at the same time.
在同时。
He was crucified outside of Jerusalem.
他是被钉死在耶路撒冷城外。
And yet.In Jerusalem, in the temple,
但是在耶路撒冷城内的圣殿里
the heavy veil that separates the holiest of all from the holy,
那隔开圣所和至圣所中间那沉重的幔子
was rent from top to bottom,
从上到下就裂为两半
In other words, the way to the holiest of all was open.
换句话说，那进入至圣所现在开了一条路了
and it is through the veil
乃是通过那裂开的幔子
and that is his body
那个幔子就是主耶稣的身体
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
our Lord Jesus is our forerunner
我们的主耶稣是我们的先锋
he runs before us
他在我们之前先跑
and he opens the new and living way for us
他为我们开了那一条又新又活的路。
And it is a way forward through his own body.
这条路乃是通过他自己的身体。
It is practical.
这是非常的实际。
And because he's opened this new and living way for us.
因着他为我们开通了这又新又活的路。
And he has already entered in.
他自己已经进到里面。
He has gone back to the very throne.
他已经回到了那宝座上
And now he is calling us.
现在他呼召我们
That we will follow him.
我们来跟随他
That we will walk in that new and living way.
我们要走在那一条又新又活的路上
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This is why we find in the scripture.
这就是我们在圣经里面看见的
The Lord repeatedly told us.
主一再地告诉我们
Deny yourself.
要舍己
Take up your cross and follow me.
背起你的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord has opened a new and living way for us.
主为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
He has already gone before.
他已经走在我们前面。
This new and living way is dedicated for us.
因为这条又新又活的路开通是为着我们。
Are we willing to deny ourselves?
我们是否愿意舍己呢？
Take up our cross
背起我们的十字架
and follow him.
来跟从他
Now if we are willing to do that
如果我们愿意这样做
Then we will find our soul is anchored in God's throne
我们就会发现我们的魂乃是抛锚在神的宝座上
Now there is another thing that is very important
还有另外一件重要的事情
BecauseHe has not only opened the new and living way for us.
因为不仅他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
He is also to be a high priest to us according to the order of Melchizedek.
并且他为我们照着麦基洗德的等次做了我们的大祭司。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we know from Hebrews chapter 3.
我们从希伯来书第三章里看见。
That our Lord Jesus is the prophet.And high priest of our confession.
我们的主耶稣基督乃是我们所承认的做使徒的和大祭司。
When our Lord was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候
he was the prophet.
他是那先知。
Because he was the one who was sent by God.
因为他乃是神所差遣的那一位。
To accomplish a work.
来完成一个工作。
But now he is ascended up to heaven.
但是现在他升到天上去。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
are we familiar with his ministry in heaven?
我们对于他在天上的职事 是否熟悉呢？
I remember a story.
我记得一个故事。
An elderly sister, she wants to be baptized.
有一个老姊妹，她盼望受浸。
And according to the custom of that time,
照着那个时候的做法，
she has to be questioned by the elders.
她要接受长老们的问话。
Whether she could pass or not.
好叫她能看她能不能通过。
And one of the questions was,
有一个问题就是这样。
What is our Lord doing in heaven?
我们的主耶稣在天上做什么？
And this elderly sister thought for a while.
这个老姊妹想了一下。
Oh, he said, our Lord now is in heaven.
她说我们的主现在在天上。
He is looking down from heaven to earth.
她从天上向地上看。
He is looking at me.
她在看着我。
He wants to find if there is any sin, any wrong in me.
她要在我身上看见有什么罪，有什么做错的事。
And of course he didn't pass.
当然他那一次考试没过。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you know we need to know our Lord as our Savior, as much as our High Priest.
我们需要认识我们的主是我们的救主，也是我们的大祭司。
If we only know the Lord as our Savior,
如果我们只知道主耶稣是救主，
we may get saved,
我们可以得救。
But how can we live our Christian life?
但是我们怎么能做过我们基督徒的生活呢？
We will not have the support that we need.
我们需要我们受到扶持和供应。
The reason why we are able to have a Christian life.
我们所以能够过一个基督徒的生活的原因。
That we may be able to live a victorious life.
并且过一个得胜的生活。
We are able to fulfill God's purpose.
我们能够成全神的旨意。
It is not only because our Lord Jesus is our prophet, our Savior.
不仅我们的主是我们的先知，是我们的救主。
But he is in heaven as our high priest.
并且他在天上做我们的大祭司。
And he's being high priest is according to the order of Melchizedek.
并且他是照着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司。
That is to say,
那就是说，
according to eternal life,
乃是照着那永活的生命。
According to life,
乃是照着生命。
He is able to supply us with life.
他能够把生命供应给我们。
Because when our Lord Jesus ever liveth, interceding for us.
因为主永远活着为我们代祷。
And he's able to save us to the uttermost.
他能够救我们到底。
Now how all this happened?
这个什么时候发生呢？
Because when our Lord was praying for us.
因为当我们的主为我们祷告的时候，
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us began to work.
住在我们里面的圣灵就开始做工。
The Holy Spirit began to convict us.
圣灵在我们里面就光照我们。
The Holy Spirit began to empower us.
圣灵在我们里面就使我们得能力。
And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
就是在我们里面圣灵的能力，
that we are able to overcome.
我们就能够胜过。
Because by ourselves we cannot.
因为靠着我们自己我们不能得胜。
But he who lives in us,
但是他住在我们里面。
He has already overcome.
他已经得胜了。
And we shall also overcome.
我们也要得胜。
So this is the ministry of our Lord Jesus as the High Priest.
这就是我们主耶稣做大祭司他的服事。
And he is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
他是照着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司。
That is to say, according to life eternal.
那就是说是照着永远的生命来做大祭司。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
how can we continue to the end?
我们怎么样能够持续到底呢？
How can we live today as we should?
我们怎么能照着我们该有的样式活在今天呢？
How can we prepare for his return?
我们怎么能预备为着他的回来呢？
We find that it is through our Lord Jesus.
我们发现乃是通过借着我们的主耶稣。
It is because he prayed for us unceasingly.
因着他不住的为我们代求。
And the Holy Spirit is working in each of our lives.
并且圣灵在我们每一个人的生命里做工。
And help us to anchor our faith on God's throne.
帮助我们把我们的信心抛锚在神的宝座上。
That we may be able to endure.
好使我们能够忍耐。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
To be a Christian is not something that we ourselves can do.
我们不能凭着我们自己做一个基督徒。
Even though we say I want to be a Christian.
即便我们说我要做个基督徒。
I want to be saved.
我要得救。
But we cannot save ourselves.
但是我们却不能救自己。
It is by the grace of God.
乃是借着神的恩典。
The same way.
同样的。
To be a Christian.
要做一个基督徒。
To be able to live today.
能够过今天的生活。
To please God.
来讨神的喜悦。
And to follow him all the way.
并且跟随他一直到底。
It's not something that we can do ourselves.
这不是我们凭着自己做得到的事情。
The more we, the fast earlier we realize it is impossible with man.
越早我们认识靠着人是不可能的。
Then we can see all things are possible with God.
然后我们就能够看见在神没有难成的事。
So cast our anchor on God.
所以要把我们的锚抛在神里面，神身上。
On the throne of God.
抛在神的宝座上。
Knowing that he knows everything.
我们知道他知道万有。
And he will do all things through Christ Jesus.
他要通过耶稣基督完成一切的事情。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Let's look forward with hope.
让我们带着盼望我们向前看。
Be encouraged.
我们要得激励。
We will press on unto the goal.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
Until we can see him face to face.
直到我们能够与他面对面的看见他。
So may the Lord bless every one of you.
所以愿主祝福每一个人。
As you go to your various places.
当我们回到你我自己的地方。
Press on.
我们要竭力的奔跑。
Because he is very near.
因为他非常的近。
May God bless every one of you.
愿神祝福你们每一个人。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we commit one another into thy hand.
主啊，我们把我们自己交在你的手中。
Believing that thou art able to bring us to the very end.
我们相信你能带我们到末了。
Do not allow any one of us to go back.
不让我们任何一个人退后。
May thy love continually encourages us.
愿你继续的激励我们。
That we may cast ourselves totally upon thee.
我们能够把自己完全的抛在你身上。
Believing that thou who has saved us, thou art able to save us to the uttermost.
相信你既救了我们，就要救我们到底。
Lord, we want to glorify your name.
主啊，我们要荣耀你的名。
We want to give ourselves to thee to be useful in thy hand.
我们愿意把自己交给你，在你的手中成为有用的。
As we go back to our various places,
当我们回到我们不同的地方，
we look to thee to make us vessels of honor.
我们仰望你，使我们成为贵重的器皿。
To bring in the king,
来带进君王。
Accomplish all that has ordained for us.
我们能够完成你所托付我们一切的责任。
May thy peace go with each and every one of us.
愿你的平安 与我们每一个人同行。
And may thy name be magnified through everyone.
愿你的名借着我们每一个人显伟大。
We give thee all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
In thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.